Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Two separate burglaries take place at the Fairfield Inn and Suites on the same day. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Gillette Police Department received a report at around 8 p.m. on Tuesday night that a suitcase and travel bag had been taken from a room at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. A 45-year-old woman reported she left her hotel room at 7 a.m. and returned at around 6:30 p.m. to find her luggage missing, according to Detective Sergeant Dean Welsh. The value of the property taken was estimated at $25,000. Due to her cochlear implants being in the suitcase, as well as around $2,000 worth of clothing. The 45-year-old woman was the only person staying in the room and had not allowed access to anyone else. While officers were investigating the theft, a 25-year-old man approached the officers and told them about missing items from his room. He had several vape products and t-shirts that were taken sometime between 7:40 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. the same day. He says he was the only occupant of the room. The value of the items stolen was around $200. Investigators have been reviewing security camera footage from the time period of both thefts. There are currently no suspects, and the investigation continues. Economic Development announces a fundraising effort for a business development competition in Campbell County. Energy Capital Economic Development CEO Phil Christofferson told Gillette City Council on Tuesday evening at the meeting about their goal to raise $70,000 for the Energy Capital Startup Challenge. The competition will be open to all residents of the county with a new business idea and wanting to start a job-creating business. Energy Capital Economic Development, the Fuel Business Incubator, and Impact 307 have joined to hold the competition, which Christofferson said, quote, think of it like the TV show Shark Tank. Applications are currently being accepted. Local judges will be selecting 5 to 6 finalists, which will pitch their idea at a public event later this year. For information about the challenge or to donate to the effort, contact Christofferson at Energy Capital Economic Development. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.